On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes,
we're going to try a flight of craft beer from the seed, a living beer project from Atlantic City, New Jersey.
The beers that we'll be drinking and chuggling today are the Seeds of the Ocean, which is a pale lager with aged hops and marigold, which sounds pretty cool. Within These Walls is an English-style stout, and in the same vein or similar vein, And Again, Always, is an English pale. We have I Remember, which is a West Coast-inspired double IPA. And we have a collaboration they did with a local Nashville brewery, Barrique, which is called Equal Parts, which is an heirloom corn lager.
Woohoo!
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Hello, everyone. Here we are for yet another suds segment where we know that you can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, you might just find, well, you just can still have beer.
Get what you need.
See? Tim gets it.
Yes, he does.
What you need is beer.
I mean, it only took 5 years, but he finally gets
I mean, we got to ease him into this stuff.
That's right.
So I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today for a special episode is good old gal Mel. Welcome to the table.
Hello, sippers, sudsers, and smokers. Pleasure to be here.
And the crowd goes wild.
Very enthusiastic.
And then, well, there's good old boy Tim.
I only came because I was told Dave wasn't going to be here. And I was bamboozled once again.
Wow.
Well, you're not that hard to fool.
So. Wow.
Little Timmy.
And
welcome back, baby.
Good old boy Dave.
Hey.
How's it going?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff is going to happen.
It is.
All kinds of bad things.
Beer's going to be drink.
Yeah.
It just might.
Some beer, and Mel's going to tell some Tim stories.
Oh, I got a lot of those.
Yeah.
This is
radio,
many.
Though. Yeah, she just doesn't have many that can go on radio.
Keep it clean.
It'll be fine. Well, on today's episode, we're going to try a flight of craft beer from the seed. A living beer project from Atlantic City, New Jersey. Good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us something about them?
Well, a few days ago when I checked their website, one of their links was broken, so I didn't think they would tell me anything about them, but apparently they've repaired it since then, so I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. So, God, I cannot see. Okay, so this this brewery is in Atlantic City. It was created by a couple named, Tim, help me out here. What's their names? Or Mel, somebody.
Sean Towers and Amanda Cardinelli.
Yes, Cardinelli.
Sean and Amanda.
Sean and Amanda were homebrewers, and Amanda has apparently worked at a few breweries. I'm not sure Sean does much. I can't tell from what I read. But basically, she makes a lot of great beer. He probably helps her drink it. And they like Saisons and Lord of the Rings.
Hmm.
So, cheers to them.
Yeah, I think those pair well together.
Yeah.
Kind of funky.
A little Middle Earthy.
Middle Earth. Look at this guy.
Wow.
See what happened there?
He's not just another pretty face.
Or a pretty face. No, what? But the Seed, a living beer project, they have a lot of hype around them. They've been around since about 2020. So they were conceptualizing their brewery and everything right when the pandemic hit. And so a lot of breweries, just like a lot of breweries and small businesses that were trying to get started then, they had a lot of construction delays, a lot of different things were happening to kind of postpone what they were doing. But they kind of persevered around October, November of 2020. They finally opened up. They had like three or four core beers. And they've really sort of taken off and become pretty significant part of the New Jersey brewing scene.
Yep.
There. I did a serious thing.
You did. That's very good. We're all so prepped.
I'm going to have my sandwich.
Okay. Good for you. That just was so informative. Like, I'm blown away. Good old boy, Tim. Why don't you give us today's lineup?
Sure. I don't know if I'll have the level of research and intimacy that Dave had about this, but the beers that we'll be drinking and chuggling today are the Seeds of the Ocean, which is a pale lager with aged hops and marigold, which sounds pretty cool. Within These Walls is an English-style stout. And in the same vein or similar vein, And Again, Always, is an English pale. We have I Remember, which is a West Coast inspired double IPA. And we have a collaboration they did with a local Nashville brewery, Barrique, which is called Equal Parts, which is an heirloom corn lager.
Woohoo!
And if there's time, we'll get into their Keller-inspired beer, As Simple as Community. But I don't know if there's enough time. I don't know.
I don't know. Now that we've done all this talking.
Yeah. Okay. There's that. Go to boy Dave, why don't you?
No, we're going to.
Oh, we're going to go as.
It's in the script. Wow. You know, if people would read the script, it would probably help us go through the script a little bit. You know,
it's typed out in wingdings. Okay. So,
well, like we normally do, we're going to be tasting these beers on the fly and giving our first impressions and tasting notes as we go. We will also rate each beer from 1 to 5. All right. 5 being amazing.
1 being Tim.
Okay. So, well, let's get to this
first. Is this beer a Tim? We're going to find out.
One sip's all you need.
Wow. All right. Let's get to this first beer. So.
Why do I come back? The beer's free.
Debts.
And you got free dinner.
I did get dinner too. It's delicious.
Yeah. So there's
the
that.
Friendship, I guess, with Juliana.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. This is the Seeds of the Ocean. Ocean as in the Ocean Casino Resort. And this is a pale lager with aged hops and marigold, 5.1% ABV.
Oh, like Ocean's 11?
Yeah. Okay.
Does it taste like George Clooney?
Look at how clear. She is a beaut in the clearness.
And what do you mean marigold? Like the flower?
Mm-hmm.
Dropped that into the boil or the...
Good question. Probably a little dry marigold, or I don't know that you would have put it, that you'd put it in the boil, but could whirlpool it maybe.
Unless you used it like you were making a gruet or something, used it for the bitterness instead of hops, but that doesn't seem like it. I don't know what the point would be.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be interesting. I mean, it says aged hops, so. Those traditionally are devoid of a lot of bitterness that they used to have. So
you would almost, because they usually used aged hops in like lambics and stuff, right? So
yeah, for sure.
And you get that cheesy flavor.
Yeah, I don't get any cheese on this. I don't think you'd want in a lager.
A cheese lager.
But it does. It has a little subtle bitterness for sure. I think pale lager describes it well. I don't know. I'm trying to find the marigold.
Well, I wonder, did they use the marigold as the true bittering agent then? You know what I mean?
I mean, that's maybe. But I think that's possible. That's Amanda's secret. We'll have to find out from her.
Yeah.
The only other marigold beer I can think of is like a scratch.
Scratch, yeah.
But that was not like bitterness.
That's a whole different flavor.
Yes, yeah. the other end of the spectrum of the marigold beers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was totally different. Totally different.
I like this, though. It's just a clean, like if you didn't say marigold, it would just be a pretty clean light lager with a little bit of bitterness on the back end, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, there's. I feel like there's something on the finish that you get that lager finish, but maybe also like a little floral something. I think this beer is excellent.
Very easy. What would you pair with this?
More marigolds, I think. Maybe a marigold tea.
Nice. Well, we'll be back in just a minute with more.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode, we took a drive to New Jersey and went to the Seed, a living beer project, and got some beer from them to bring down here for us to try. And very ironically, as we, after we brought this beer back, Barrique ended up doing a collab with them.
There you go.
How rad is that, right?
That's so rad.
Okay, so right before the break, we were talking about Seeds of the Ocean, the lager with marigolds. And Mel, quick tasting thoughts?
The can itself has a sunset in the background, and I would definitely see myself drinking this beer on a sunset, looking out into the city. This beer is has a nice, lovely finish. It's not definitely light like a lager, but it does have a little bit of bitter at the end. I like it.
Yes.
There you have it.
Stamp of approval.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. All right. Well, we are going to rate this beer a 4.
Nice job, Tim.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, moving on then. Let's get to something a little different, the English Pale Ale.
And now for something completely different.
Yes, for something completely different. This one is called And Again, Always. Ha ha. 6.0 ABV. Okay, so what makes an English Pale Ale an English Pale Ale?
Well, most English people are pretty pale. If you think about it, I think it's the clouds. You know, there's a lot of rain.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would do it.
Generally very fish belly white as a people.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole island.
Really. Yeah, yeah.
And then the one next to it as well.
It could be the inbreeding, but I don't know. I don't want to speculate. I don't want to insult anybody, you know. But I think an English pale ale, typically, there's going to be more malt forward than an American pale ale.
Okay.
A little more balance between the malt and the hops. And usually, probably a little lower ABV, I would think, too. America's got to just be so extra with everything.
We do, but she said it was 6%, which...
That's actually...
Well, high for
Well, this is an American brewery brewing
that's
an
true.
English Pale Ale.
That's true. So. Don't tell us what to do.
That's right.
It was English inspired. We didn't.
But this is one
style.
Of the beers I think we had on cask when we were at the Cricket Club. in Cape May, New Jersey.
Yeah. And this is also brewed in collab with Bond Place Brewing from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
So you start bringing Pennsylvania people into it. It's just, God dang it, man.
Really? Yeah.
They find their way into all of it.
Everything.
Ouch.
Start smashing stuff.
Yep.
Knocking things around on the table.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely malt forward. It's got some... It doesn't have a lot of color, not in a bad way, but it's definitely got some character malts and very kind of bready, I think. You know, like Dave was saying about the hops.
The liquidy part? Can you drink the liquidy part?
Oh, yeah. You know, American hops are kind of so much more expressive than English hops. So even if you use a lot of, you know, they tend to be a little more earthy and that sort of thing versus our like citrus or, you know.
Punchier, pungent, resiny,
Hit you in the face.
Cat pee and
pine needles.
Pine treadles. All those pine treadles.
Pine treadles.
Yeah, I fell out of a pine treadle once.
Did you?
Yeah. Broke my cat pee. But anyways, that's why I'm so English pale.
This is lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, again, this is another easygoing, like flavorful enough.
But not knocking you around, you know. What do you think, Mel?
Well, I've decided that I'm the art interpreter of this show.
We needed one.
Looking at this can.
That's why we brought you. Yeah.
It's called And Again. And Again? Always. And it's got this, I'm looking at three, maybe kids, and a, what's this thing called where you tip it over? What's that called?
Tim?
An hourglass?
It's got an hourglass. So I'm trying to figure out metaphorically what that might mean. But the beer the itself.
Kids are about to drown in the sand that's coming down, so it's a little worrisome.
Yeah.
I gotta mull on that a bit. The beer itself is it's delightful. I taste bitter, but not sharp bitterness. And I'm enjoying this at the moment.
Yeah, it's very easy to enjoy.
Yeah, I think another thing to remember, even though Dave was making a joke, it is true about the weather. And, you know, we're about in the summer here in the South. And, you know, when it's more overcast and rainy and whatever, like you want this malty beer. You want to, you know, go to the local, go to your pub and have that. Versus here, like, you know, you want less character malt, you want brighter, you want citrus, you want those sorts of things. Yeah. So I think it kind of is part of the reason that the two styles kind of divert the way they do.
What kind of food are you going to have with this?
Maybe like some Peruvian tacos.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems... The only detractor I would have for this beer, looking at it as an English pale, is the 6%. Which is not bad, but like usually if you want something really sessionable, it's going to be 5% or less.
Yeah.
I think I could drink quite a few of these, but you know, that's me.
I think you're right. You'd get in trouble with these in like a 20 ounce Imperial pint, you know?
So I think back off the ABV just a little bit. I think you're still going to have a lot of flavor. I think you still get everything you want, and I think you could have more.
Yeah.
Of them.
Yeah. I think like 5.5% or something. This would be awesome.
But it's super good.
Yeah. It is really tasty beer. Yeah. And I do wish it kind of got more English style pales here.
I agree.
That were done like this.
Yeah. I mean, like, so when you think about American pales, you think about Sierra Nevada, right? Like that instantly comes to your mind, and it's an amazing beer. Very different from this, a lot more citrus, pine, and a lot more hop forward beer. But I think this gives you a great drinking experience without having as much of that.
Yeah. I mean, you don't see a lot of American pales anymore either.
Everybody wants the triple Imperial IPA and the
Dale's pale ale is like 7% or something.
Yeah, right. It's like, dude.
Well, but that's Dale's. You know what I mean? And like,
yeah,
that's a whole different mindset of what a pale ale.
Well, and like you get into the imperial pale ales. Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah. Why?
It's garbage.
Yeah. And why? What I also like about this is that it's not citrusy. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like the citrus is over and it's like time for a break in the palate. This is nice.
Variability is nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can tell you for a fact, it's great on cask. So.
Yes.
Yeah. I kind of wish. Yeah. Had it on cask. That sounds excellent.
Well, and the fact that they're making, you know, beer and putting it on an engine is like, yes.
Yeah. If someone's using a beer engine, putting beer on cask, go support that place.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, this one, I think that we should rate this again and again and again and again. A5. Yum. Okay. Well, we'll be back with more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So in today's episode, we have taken a trip to New Jersey, and we're doing a brewery takeover of The Seed, a living beer project from Atlantic City, New Jersey. And
there can be only one.
What was that?
There can be only one.
One seed?
Yeah.
Yes, there can be only one seed. Wow. Highlander and beer. Who would have thought? I would have thought it would have been like...
Reboot's coming.
Some Isla whiskey. No.
All right, just keep moving.
Okay,
just
fine. Go. Okay, so the next beer that we are going to talk about is a West Coast Dippa.
Big Dippa.
Yeah.
Tastes good.
Okay, so now for something completely different. What do we think of this? And, you know, the color to me is like reminiscent of those West Coasties. You know what I mean? From days of old.
Oh, yeah.
All right, do you want to hear the good or the bad first?
We want to hear all of it.
Hot take coming in.
Which do one?
Tell. Ease in with the good then hit us with the bad.
All right. Good is that I love this can. I'm getting vibes of Stranger Things and Lord Huron.
Oh, we've nice. Got
the moon with green and some forestry. Love a good can artwork. The bad news is my first taste on this, I get nail polish remover.
Oh.
And it's Julie,
I told you
me.
Not to put nail polish remover in her class.
Oh, I thought you said to put a little.
Oh, sorry. That was a miscue.
That's my thoughts.
Okay.
Okay.
So what food would you pair with nail polish remover?
A fresh mani and pedi.
Okay. Nice, nice.
Fair.
Timmy.
I don't know that I get the nail polish remover, but...
Well, and let me be clear. I'm not qualified. Let's just.
You're very qualified. I'll say off the bat that as I get old and approach 40.
Oh my God!
He's coming real soon.
Friggin' hate this. I hate him so much right now. I hate you so much.
I mean, just put me in the ground, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
My bones are starting to creak a little bit.
Oh, he literally says that every morning.
Yeah, because they do. I don't know. I've been going away from Dippa's for a while. I think I can kind of see maybe what Mel is saying in like the booziness. I just don't like that alcohol note being so forward. You know, the beer's 8%. It's nothing crazy, but I don't know. I think like with the there's malt, but like Julie said with the color, there's not huge character malts, which is great. Thank God, don't do that. But like there's hops and just I don't know, the booze is a little too prominent for me. But I'd also say it's probably not too far off a Dippa in general.
I think it comes across as a Dippa. I think where I'm struggling as a truly old man is listening to Tim ramble on about being old. No, but there is the alcohol, a little bit of alcohol burn here. You know, we open this beer or, you know, we kind of set it out. We set all the beers out, you know, a little while ago to kind of let them come up from refrigerator temp, because that's when you really start tasting the character of a beer. And so this one has had some time to kind of open up and kind of warm up a little bit. And that's not always kind to beers, you know, especially really big hoppy beers.
Yeah.
Because you get more of that so there's a lot of that resiny aftertaste, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's a hallmark of a West Coast.
Old school West
Coast. Right. Yeah, absolutely. So sure. This beer to me tastes like probably what they intended it to. But again, like, you know, Mel's impression is just as honest and true as Tim's and mine and Julie's. It's like there, I think we can all find things that we probably like and maybe don't like about it. But like for me, it is hitting a little bit hard on the booze, and that resin at the end is like, it's kind of lingering on me, you know. It's like, you know, when you used to, you know, eat the end of the joint, you know, with all the resin in it. But not that anyone ever did that. You know, but what I'm saying is, yeah.
Okay.
You well, eat it?
Eat the roach. You never eat the roach.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on, dude.
Oh, wow. Well, okay. I must be old school.
You should have grown up in the 90s.
So this is hopped with Mosaic Chinook and Estate Comet. Mm-hmm. You know, so
say it again, please. Chinook, Comet, and
Estate Comet and Mosaic.
Estate Comet. That's cool.
Yes. Okay. It is. So like there's that. Bougie Comet? I wonder, like, do you get any torpedo vibes out of this?
A little. Yeah. Okay. I could see that. I'm figuring out now too. I'm getting like a bit more residual sweetness than I like. Like it feels like the beer probably finished, which is a little higher, which is common of, you know, higher ABV beers.
So I'm a Mosaic whore. All right. I'm going to say it, but
Mosaic
one of the
hater,
I hate you so much. But one of the things about Mosaic that comes across to a lot of people is the grassiness. And I was getting a little grassy vegetal kind of flavor during part of this. And I'm wondering if that's part of what
I would venture to guess that would be more like the Estate
Comet. The Estate Comet
versus
think?
Like a commercially grown hop. But I don't know. I mean, is Atlantic City known for their vegetation?
It's the Garden State, dude.
Well, there's different kinds of vegetation.
Yeah.
Depends on how close to the shoreline you are.
It's all the dead bodies they bury. You know, it makes the crops grow really good.
Okay, but that's north of Atlantic City. That's not Atlantic City. Yes. You're all talking like Red Hook.
The only thing that grows in Atlantic City is that taffy.
Saltwater taffy.
Yeah, high rises. That's what grows
and
in
there. And lots of high rises now. Yeah. Yeah, it certainly is not the Atlantic City I knew as a kid.
So
okay.
would you take this over Torpedo, which is, again, a tough comparison because it's a Hallmark brewery and Hallmark beer. But
Right. I don't know. I might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Torpedo, though, even is
because it's too much for me these days. Because it's a little different. Okay, so it's not as pungent.
It's not as in your face.
Right. So I think what they did is by adding that estate comet, they sort of rounded out the hops a bit.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of comet hops. Okay. Very underrated.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what shall we rate it?
Yeah, go with this.
Three. Yeah.
Okay, we're going three, though I would argue that it would be more.
We'll take it up with Bill.
Back in the day when we all gave our own ratings.
Oh, whatever.
Okay. That's when the shows lasted 7 hours and...
Yeah, but with this kind of content, who doesn't want 7 hours?
Okay.
Fair.
Let's move on to Within These Walls. And this is
I wish I could. Yeah, that'd be great.
This is an English-inspired stout. 7.6% ABV.
Thanks, Timmy.
Cheers.
Oh, this thing smells amazing.
Did you guys have this one on cask as well?
No, when we got there, we only had time for like one pint each. And I think we had the English pale and a bitter, I think.
But the cask was at the
Cricket Club.
No. This was a restaurant in Cape May.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Actually a really cool place, very like Irish inspired. But it also looked like a house. It was so rad.
That sounds great. Yeah. Yeah. That's where you want to drink cask beer.
Right? That is. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Great color too. Like,
what's the ABV on this one?
It is 7.6.
Oh, okay.
You guys, I gotta tell you what. Tim so knows this about me. I do not like stouts.
Really?
But okay. I like this one.
Whoa. Oh,
wow.
There you go.
That does not come out of my mouth often, so.
Oh, I'm very interested to hear what you like about it.
Well, more after the breath message.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode, we are talking about the Seed, a Living Beer Project from Atlantic City. And
it's alive.
It is alive. And right before the break, we started talking about the Within These Walls, an English-inspired stout, 7.6% ABV. And Mel was about to tell us that she likes it.
I do. I really can't believe it.
Mikey likes it.
Oh. Okay, what do you like about it?
It's sweet, but not too sweet.
Okay.
It is very smooth on the tongue. This is a stout that I would love to drink just relaxing with my friends. Yeah, a lot of times stouts are way too heavy and syrupy. This is not that. This feels lighter, much more approachable if you are the type of beer drinker that, again, doesn't want something too heavy. Yeah.
Nice.
Now, does it taste 7.6%?
No, I don't think so at all.
Okay.
What would you pair with this beer?
Ooh. Okay, hold on.
It's just a well-balanced beer.
Honestly, the first thought that came to my mind is fresh baked brownies.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. That's
with
cool.
With chocolate chips in
them. I think it would accentuate the chocolate notes in the beer. I think the the little bit of bitterness in this beer too would kind of offset sweetness of brownies. So yeah, I could see that. I think I get what she's saying too, because the mouthfeel on this stout, a lot of people go, well, it's kind of thin for a stout that big, but it really kind of plays to the kind of the chocolatey and dry notes of the beer. I think it works really well, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would say maybe this is like a glorified porter in a way. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Well, stout is a stout porter.
Right, but I'm just wondering if an English-styled stout isn't as, you know, that we have here in the States.
It's like, not an oatmeal or a big Russian imperial. No,
right.
Like
right.
That.
Again, but yeah, you know, it's about balance.
Well, right. And
I think that's what this does really well.
Isn't Guinness an English stout? Am I wrong about that?
It's an Irish dry stout. But
oh, Irish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Not quite as chocolatey, but still pretty dry.
Okay.
And
because Guinness is like lighter, like a lighter
ABV,
stout.
Yeah. Lighter body. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know, like, yeah, obviously color and ABV are completely separate from each other, which can be like a misnomer almost for people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, everybody looks at a stout and they're like, oh my god, it's gonna be a big scary beer.
Yeah,
and Guinness is like 5% or
five, maybe four something,
four and a half, four and a half, 5%. Exactly. Yeah,
I mean, you had three Guinnesses, that's so much. It's like, well,
Guinness is a breakfast beer, you know.
Exactly. Yeah,
in the scheme of things,
Sierra Nevada Pale is way heavier.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think I could argue to say that even in warm weather, this is just lovely. You know what I mean?
I think it's just a great beer.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
It's very solid.
Like the slight grain, roasted grain bitterness that Dave talked about too. I really, really like that sort
of
finish.
It kind
of
just sets it off. Yeah.
Yeah.
It
does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like just enough.
I would say this is.
This is definitely.
Oh, yeah.
This is five territory for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
All right.
Perhaps the Amanda and
Sean
are
it's all
British or Britophiles or
it's Amanda. She's just brewing some great beer.
Must be. Okay. Next one that we are going to talk about is the collab with Barrique and the Seed.
One of our favorite local breweries, Barrique Brewing and Blending here in Nashville. And like, we didn't even know this beer was coming out, which why should we? But
maybe they're following you guys on social media.
It might be.
Because you're influencers.
Or they might have been right in the back of the car when we were driving to New Jersey.
There were weird noises back
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, could be. And then also it's like, hey, Julie needs
Joel's in the back seat that we didn't know. Yeah. So
Joel's needs someone other than Dave to talk to.
That's right.
Yes. God bless.
Always.
Okay. So this is an American pre-prohibition style lager. 4.8% ABV.
So this is the beer that caused prohibition? Wow. Dang, man.
So this lager is built around Tennessee grown bloody butcher corn. An heirloom grain chosen not for novelty, but for its honest, deep-rooted flavor and connection to the land, which to me is like something I could see the Seed brewery getting behind, you know, just based on what little we know about them.
Yeah. I mean, when it's called like Butcher Blood or whatever it's called, like
Bloody
Butcher. I think you're probably doing it also for the name, but hey.
Yeah, sure. That's me. Sure. This is the clearest beer I've seen in a long time, man. Like, no color almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
We got clear beer over here. I saw, I think the can said it's a Weyermann Pilsner.
You are correct.
Top quality out of Bamberg.
Yep.
Definitely get the corn.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be curious as if, is it malted corn or like
Mexican street corn? Or
corn, yeah. Is it?
It says, brewed with Weyermann Pilsner malt and bloody butcher corn.
Okay.
I don't think they would flake it.
No.
But
no,
I get what you're saying. I
flake it.
Like, kind of grind it in the grist, but then you got to watch out for stuck mash.
No. I mean, you almost certainly would crush it
Do you kind of dry it out a little?
Maybe
and then
you
crush
just
it?
Crack it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just
crack it. Kind of good.
Well, dry it a bit and then crack it.
I wonder what their mill setting was for this particular beer.
What was your
it's
set this on a six.
How do you guys feel about corn lagers?
Not a big fan.
I would agree.
It brings me back to the days when you worked at the distillery.
Well, there's that.
A lot of corn going on.
Okay, but in the grand scheme of thing, this is like a glorified version of that.
Well, but
I do like this beer. When I say that, I mean, I'm enjoying it.
I think this beer tastes very American because that's what the hallmark of, because like everywhere people brew beer, they use what they have the most of.
100%.
Yeah. And like corn was so prevalent.
Right.
But I think a lot of the macro lagers that we grew up with gave it all a bad name.
Yeah, in the name of price.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you use it for flavor and accentuate it, use a good corn, I think you know,
be a good beer.
Yeah.
But I think that's just, I mean, this is so simple in its execution, but yet I think it's so flavorful for what it is. And also with the low ABV, for people that aren't true like beer connoisseurs, this is Lux. Yeah. And we're going to rate this one a 4. God, this was a good episode. Anyways, but that's going to wrap it up for today. Good old gal Mel, thanks so much for being here. This was so much fun.
Oh, can I tell I have a poem. I put all the cans together and it made a poem. Can I read it?
Yes.
Should we not have time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, are we live?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were on commercial.
No.
Oh, hey. So I put all the cans in a particular order and I may have decoded what they were trying to get us to listen to.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Within these walls, seeds of the ocean I remember, equal parts. And again, always.
Nice.
Love it.
A poet and she didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Right. Say she's not just a pretty face either. Good old boy, Tim. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Thanks. Good to be back. These beers were delicious and it makes me want to have some cask beer with Dave, if you can believe it.
Wow.
Oh,
good old boy, Dave.
Me and Tim are going to hug it out right after this episode.
This is good old gal, Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.